Audio Discourse of the Plan for Restoration of Constitutional Government by Gary Hunt, Outpost of Freedom. Episode 15, Part 10, Restoration of Constitutional Government. Overview: The Constitutional Compliance Convention shall serve as an interim government until elections can be held. Requirements for electors shall have been established at the state level. See Judicial Committee in Episode 5. Ballots shall be open to any candidate qualified to hold the office sought, except that the candidate shall have been a citizen in which state he chooses for at least 2 years, and shall not for any legislative or executive position have been an attorney or in any way affiliated with the legal profession, and shall have taken the loyalty oath and never have been found inimical to the Constitution. Any party affiliation shall not be shown on the ballot. The executive office of government shall be occupied by an interim executive council comprised of 5 members of the Constitutional Compliance Convention, selected by that convention, and hold that office until an election for president and vice president is held in accordance with the Constitution. The Constitutional Compliance Convention. The Constitutional Compliance Convention will be constituted as described previously. Each year, on the anniversary of its creation, new delegates will be selected to hold office for 1 year unless re-elected. The convention will be held at a location to be announced and will constitute the lawful government of the United States of America. Their primary function, at this point, will be administrative, to assure that commerce, communication, transportation, etc., coordinated as necessary and continued on a national level. As soon as practicable, the convention will begin working as an advisor to the Congress. Their purpose will be as follows, though they may begin preparing reports, recommendations, etc., at their first convening. Legislative actions shall not be conducted by the Constitutional Compliance Convention. However, the convention shall adopt the Constitution for the United States of America as it existed on July 4, 1860. All laws enacted after that date shall be declared null and void. Anyone imprisoned under federal law shall have his case reviewed by the convention or a committee comprised of delegates to the convention. Those found guilty of crimes without victims shall be paroled pending a final decision once the judicial branch is reconstituted. Those found to have committed crimes which have resulted in injury or damage shall be held pending the reconstitution of the judicial branch and a determination of proper restitution. Those who are deemed violent and a threat to society will remain imprisoned, though all cases may be appealed to the reconstituted judicial branch once the lesser cases have been disposed of. Civil matters will not be heard until the constitutional government is fully restored. The Constitutional Compliance Convention shall, once the House of Representatives, the Senate, and the Executive have been reestablished in accordance with the Constitution, assume an advisory capacity to the Congress. The Constitutional Compliance Convention will review all amendments to the Constitution that were ratified after July 4, 1860. This will include all 13 amendments published in existing law books at that time. Any amendment ratified after that date will be suspended until the convention has reviewed and determined that the amendment was constitutional. If so determined, the advisory council will forward to the state legislature a report recommending the acceptance of the amendment. The legislature may accept or refuse such report. However, no amendment will be considered lawful unless accepted by the legislature. The advisory council will then begin a review of all laws enacted after July 4, 1860 to determine their authority based upon the Constitution above adopted. If the law is deemed constitutional, it shall be submitted to the Congress, including an explanation of the authority in the Constitution from which it was derived. The Congress may pass or reject any law in accordance with the Constitution, only if submitted with approval by the Advisory Council. Any law so enacted will be subject to veto by the executive and override of veto by the Congress. No other enactments may be considered unless submitted to the Advisory Council, which will prepare a report as described above and return the same to Congress. If the report indicates that the proposed legislation is contrary to the Constitution, the Congress may not act upon it. If the proposed legislation is deemed consistent with the Constitution, the Congress may pass such legislation in accordance with the Constitution. The Constitutional Compliance Convention will sit in the above-described capacity for a minimum of 2 years after its creation, though it may extend its operation up to 10 years at its discretion. The Convention may determine the completion of its purpose before the 10-year term or will extinguish automatically upon that anniversary.